ADF&G biologist Dave Gordon says only 4,000 fish had passed through the weir at the top of the falls by mid-July this year. Based on forecast models, that meant that the final run could have been less than 7,000 fish total. So the department had to put the brakes on just to be safe. But shortly after the closure on July 16th, several thousand more sockeye showed up. Gordon says the forecast model didn't quite work as usual.
We always look at sort of mid-July as sort of a time when that predictor is reasonably, you know, would give you a reasonable prediction and one that would not likely change too much from that prediction, but we've been proven wrong this year, and it definitely made a big change.
Managers estimate that there are now about 5,000 sockeye in Redoubt Bay preparing to move up the falls. The prediction model estimates over 12,000 will eventually pass into the lake, well within escapement goals. Although it's been a far drier than normal summer, Gordon doesn't think the lack of rainfall played a role in the delayed return. Redoubt Lake is huge compared to some other sockeye systems. Gordon says the redoubt run is more protracted than others in the neighborhood, like Clag Bay.
It tends to be sort of fish just sort of, you know, like a bell-shaped curve to the run based on all these. I mean, you still get spikes when you get rainfall and that sort of thing, but it seems to be less affected by weather, I think. And these smaller systems, it's sometimes is all about the rain.
The optimum escapement for Redoubt Lake is between 7,000 and 25,000 fish. Gordon and his counterpart in the state's sport fish division, Troy Tydinko, believe this year's sluggish return may be the result of too much of a good thing. Between 2003 and 2007, escapement and redoubt topped 60,000 fish, and one year exceeded 100,000 fish. Gordon and Tydinko think the large volume of sockeye fry possibly might have outstripped the lake's ability to supply zooplankton, causing a crash of sorts. The jump in sockeye returns is also good news for brown bears, who've been concentrating in higher numbers this year at Redoubt. Biologists have noted that a poor wild berry crop this year has intensified bear activity around streams in the weeks leading up to the returns. Jack Lorigan is the subsistence biologist for the U.S. Forest Service, which operates the Redoubt Weir. Lorigan says there are 7 bears fishing in the Redoubt Falls, 3 of which you may have to look up to see.
There is a sow with 2 small cubs down there, and there's a young boar that last report he didn't know all the rules yet, so they're still feeling their way in the world. And the sow's being protective of her young ones. And she climbs trees. They witnessed her going up a tree just fine, like a black bear, so they do climb trees.
Lorigan says the Forest Service and Federal Subsistence Board supported action to close the sport and subsistence fisheries at Redoubt, saying it's better to err on the side of caution. But now that it's reopening, there's concern that bears and humans share the area safely. Lorigan says the use of firearms should be considered carefully.
If you're dip netting down the falls and you have a firearm and you see a bear, chances are the bear is upstream of you, and so is the weir crew, and they're working at the weir, so if you have that moment of truth, be sure what's behind the bear, because it could be one of our crew.
The Forest Service is hoping to head off some conflict this season. The forest supervisor on Wednesday signed an emergency order prohibiting dogs within 1/4 mile of the Redoubt Falls. Lorigan says the agency hopes to diffuse problems before they start.
We just want to prevent any unnecessary altercations between the bear and the people and the dogs and the weir crew. There's a dynamic going on down there that could cause a lot of problems.
The order banning dogs is temporary and will be lifted at the conclusion of fishing. Lorigan says the formula for Redoubt is simple. Make sure you have your permits, don't snag inside the line, be courteous, enjoy yourself, and be safe. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.